Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. Eta Pasau Rachayatam Jagadanna Koti Jakshat Pirasti Jagadanna Chayajadantam Annantaratham Paramanushayantaratham Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhaja. Ekopi Asau, that Govinda, by one expansion of plenary portion, Ekapasau, that expansion is meant for creating this material world. Ekapasau rachayatam jagadanna koti. Not one universe, but millions of universes. As you see, within this universe, there are millions and trillions of planets. Similarly, there are millions and trillions of universes. Jagadanna koti. So in each universe, Govinda enters. Then it becomes developed. Just like the matter created by the male and female, the jiva, soul enters and then the body develops. Similarly, this material matter has no power of developing. Govinda enters into the matter and therefore the universe develops. It is very easy to understand. Simply matter, combination of matter, cannot produce any development. Govinda, ekapasau rachayatam jagadanna koti, kotis, annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. So Govinda is the atomic theory, that combination of atom, paramanu bhav, is this material world. But we say that within the atom there is Govinda. Anoraniyana mahato mahiya. Govinda is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. That is Govinda. Ananda, we cannot imagine, we cannot see in atoms with our naked eyes. Unless six atoms combined together, we cannot see. One atom we cannot see. Paramanu, Onu Paramanu. With six Paramanu combined, then one becomes atom. There are so many divisions. So, annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusham tamaham. So, we worship. Brahma says, tamaham bhajam. I am worshipping that Supreme Personality. And we are disciples succession from Brahma. Therefore, our process is to follow the footsteps of Acharyas. Acharya Upasanam in the Bhagavad Gita is for making progress in knowledge, one has to worship Acharya. Acharya Upasanam. So, by parampara system, we follow. How Govinda enters, that doesn't matter. We do not bother about that. That is not our business. how Govinda enters in the account. That is not our business. Our Acharya says, annantarasam paramanuchayantara. He enters. We accept this. Our business is finished. This is basic way of understanding. We take knowledge from the authority and do not bother unnecessarily to speculate. We don't waste our time in that. Our time is very valuable. Instead of researching how Govinda enters in the atom, we chant Hare Krishna, utilize it. So this line is very nice. Every knowledge is perspective from the desired succession. You take it and be at home. Yes. You don't bother much. That's like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great scholar. And Mahabadi scholar. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him surrender unto him. He became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's admirer, follower. After being defeated in Vedanta Sutra, understanding that story is there in the jail suit. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He wrote 100 verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of 2 verses are available in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He composed, he was a very learned scholar, he composed 100 verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and handed it over. But in all those verses, he admitted that you are Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he was very much pleased that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood. But because he was playing the part of an acharya, he externally became, quite you have written all these things. He immediately thrown out and throw it out. But the devotee saved only 2. That 2 verses said, yes, vairagya vidyanika bhakti yogam sikkhatamika purusa purana sri chaitanya mahaprabhu kripam buddhidya samaham prapadya. You'll find that verse. That you are the same Sri Krishna. You have come to teach us vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya means how to become unattached with this material world. That is called vairagya. Because we are accepting different types of body on account of our attachment. Because we are attached to this material world, we want to enjoy. That is illusion. We cannot enjoy, we are simply suffering. But we are accepting an enjoyment. Just like this, Karmil. It is very distinctly visible. Wherever you go, so many congested parts. All buses and cars are running. There are so many luggages being loaded in the sea. Bharamud bhav. Great. Humbug. You see? Great humbug. Pralhad Maharaj said, Maya Sukhaya Paramud Vahato Bimura. Actually, they are getting so much trouble for loading these big cases. But because they are getting, say, $40 a day, they say, drink and enjoy. Actually, he is working so hard, just like us, or home, day and night, but because getting some money, and if that money, because he is gratifying his senses, he thinks I am happy. This is illusion. Illusion. He does not know what is that happiness for a second. The huge material world, happiness means sex like this. How long does it stay? Say for minutes. But they are working so hard. This is called illusion. Actually, he is being killed. But he thinks that I am enjoying. This is illusion. Opposite. The Pralhad Maharaj was very much sympathetic that I am simply anxious for these rascals who have created a humbug civilization for temporary happiness. Maya Sukhaya. Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bhato Bimura. They have created Ugra Karma. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Ugra Karma. Huge factory. Day and night melting iron. And they are working. Working the special technologies, getting some money, and they are happy. They do not know how they are wasting their valuable life. This is karma. Why so much work? Why you are working so hard? Do you think if you get $100 per day, you can eat more chapatis than myself? Rascal does not know that he will eat the same number of chapatis, 4 or 5 or 6, but he works so hard. So, we are the best intelligent class. We don't work, but we get our chapatis. Let the rascal work, but we get our chapatis. Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bhato Vimura. So, people are sometimes envious. Gargamani was telling in Los Angeles, some dealers, neighboring dealers, they were asking, how do you get money? You are living in such a nice place and eating so nice. Where do you get money? They are envious. So I told Gargamani that why don't you ask them to come and join? You have to eat and dance. Why you are working so hard? That is they will not do. This is Maya. This is Maya. My Guru Maharaj used to say that the whole country or the city, whole men, let them come here. I shall provide them with food. But they will not do. So Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bahuta. We moved on. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that happiness, material happiness also, is due to pious activities. Unless you are pious, You cannot be happy even materially. And if you simply commit sins, Rupa Goswami has analyzed, you will read in the Nectar of Devotion, that distress is due to ignorance. Simply ignorance. The distress and happiness, actually, you can see, those who are not educated fairly, they cannot get any good job. Therefore, it is, his distress is due to less, poor fund of knowledge. So actually, our distress is due to ignorance. And in ignorance only, we commit sinful activities. Therefore, our topics began that, prayasittam vimarasanam. We are trying to move the ignorance of the people. Therefore, we are giving the best service to the human society. We are simply trying to remove the ignorance. Chita dharpano marjanam. We are trying to polish or cleans the heart. Chita dharpana mantanam. Bhava mahada bhagni nipapanam. As soon as the heart is cleaned, the heart that now I am indifferently conscious, I am thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I have to work, I have got business. So many we have created. But our process is to cleanse the heart, that you are nothing of this. You are simply eternal servant of Krishna. You engage yourself as eternal servant of Krishna and become happy. Chetu dat dattpana marjanam bhava maha dhavagni nidvapanam. And because we are ignorant of our constitutional position, we have created all these problems. Actually, there is no problem. Exactly the same example. Just like at night, in dream, we create so many problems. But actually there is no problem. But dreaming, that I am in such and such position, I am being harassed, somebody is taking my money, somebody is pinching me, so many things. I am in the front of tiger, there is goat, there are so many things. So these problems, actually, there is no problem, but by dreaming, he is created, mental. Jasangoyam purusha, Veda says, this purusha, the atma, the soul, has no connection with all this. So, we have created, by material association, so many problems. So the whole process is, how to cleanse this dreaming condition of life. That is possible. First of all, Sukadeva Goswami recommended that tapasa brahmacharyena samena dhana, gradually you have to go. Generally, this is the process. First process is those who are grossly ignorant. For them, atonement. You have done this mistake, all right. You atone for this. But they will commit again. Therefore, the next stage, the kormis are grossly ignorant. Unnecessarily working so hard, kormis, to get some material result out of it. They are called kormis. And next, prayaschitta vimarsanam, those who are little advanced in knowledge, they think that I am making atonement, again committing the same thing. I am getting medicine from the physician. Again, I am being infected by the same disease. How long this business is gone? When one comes to this discussion within himself, then he is little farther advanced than this is a Kalkornis. And above them, those who are bhaktas, Korni Jnani Bhakta, yogi comes to the Jnani platform. Konvi Jnani Yogi. And bhakta. So, if bhakta can be peaceful, others can. The Konvi cannot be peaceful, the Jnani cannot be peaceful, the yogis cannot be peaceful, only the bhaktas, they can be peaceful. Why? Because everyone except the bhakta, Shuddha bhakta, pure, has desire. Shuddha bhakta has no desire. They are simply happy by serving Krishna. They do not want to know Krishna. Whether Krishna is God or not, they don't bother. They want to love Krishna, that's all. What about Krishna mainly? Not that because Krishna is omnipotent, God, all-pervasive, Narayana, Krishna. No, no. In Vrindavan, they did not know. The cow was fine. The gopis, they did not know whether Krishna is God or something else. But they were too much inclined to love Krishna. That was their position. They are not Vedantis, they are not yogis, they are not konmis, village girls, boys. They wanted to see Krishna happy. That is the essence. This is called Sarvopadhi Vinimukta. Tat Paratena Nirmala. Yogis, Jnanis, they are trying to understand God, but they do not know they are in an illusion. They are an illusion. So far, Kurmis are concerned, they are an illusion. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimura. They are fools and rascals because for illusory happiness for a moment they are working so hard. Therefore, they are rascal number one. They cannot, how they can have peace? There is no question. Next, Jnani. Jnanis, they want to get relief from this hard work, from this material world. Brahma Sattva Javan Nitya. They reject this material world. Mithya, false. We have nothing to dig. That is little ass than the Kurmis. Because the Kurmis, they have taken this material world as everything. Here we shall be happy. Their dharma means how we shall live peacefully here in this material world. Their religion means, I've talked with so many, their religion means to make a peaceful atmosphere within this material world. But the rascals do not know that it has been tried for millions of years for making this world peaceful. It has never happened. And never it will happen. How it will happen? This place is meant for giving you troubles and miseries. Krishna says, the Creator says, Dukkhalayam Asaswatam. This is a place simply for suffering. And that also temporary. You cannot make an agreement. All right, let me suffer the threefold miseries. I'll stay here. That also will not be allowed. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You'll be kicked out. You make your good bank balance, a skyscraper house, and wife, children, cigarette, wine, guitar, I'm living very peaceful. That's all right. But one day, come, please get out. Why? It is my house. I have got bank balance, I have got everything, I have got factory. Why shall I get out? Yes, you get out. Don't talk. Get out. That day, he sees God. I did not believe in God. Now here is God. Making everything finished. Everything finished. Sarva harangsa om, Krishna says. That I am God for the demons when I take away everything from them at the time of death. You do not believe God, all right, here I am. Today I am here. I have come to you to take out everything whatever you have got. Now get out. They will see God on that day. And so why not see God? Yeah, Radha Krishna. Huh? Why do you want to see God? Just like, yeah, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad seeing God. And Hiranyakashipu is seeing God by death. And Prahlad seeing God. Ah, here is my God. So, those who are challenging that whether you can show me God, they will see God like Hiranyakashipu. Everyone will see God. But one who is sane, one who knows that I am eternally related with Krishna, God, he loves me. My duty is to love. He is so much kind that even though I do not love him, still he gives me food. He gives me fruits, flowers, grains, whatever I want. God is supplied. He ko bahunam vidudhati kama. You cannot manufacture. So Krishna, God is so kind that he is supplying food to the atheist also. But the atheist has no knowledge that where from I am getting my food stuff. That is ignorance. So therefore they are committing so many sinful activities. It is due to ignorance. Nothing but ignorance. Atheist means in gross ignorance. That's all. Otherwise, any person who is honest, he can see God everywhere, always. Just like Krishna says, try to understand me. Try to see me everywhere. How? No, first of all, he says, Rasoham Apsukante. I am the taste of the water. So when you are thirsty, you require a glass of water, drink it, and when you feel happy, you understand that this quenching power of this water is Krishna. But that is Krishna realization. Rasoham Apsukanteya Prabhasmi Sashi Surya. As soon as there is sunrise, you see Krishna. Krishna says, I am the sunshine and the moonshine. So why don't you try to see Krishna In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, there is a big list. This practitioner says, I am the lion amongst the animals. Because he took the shape of a lion, Hiranyakashipu. Eternal said, I am the banyan tree, so many things. Krishna has described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in the beginning, if one is not fortunate enough to see Krishna, although he is sitting in this temple, let him see Krishna in this way. If he is not fortunate to come here to see Krishna, take prasadam and dance in ecstasy, then let his unfortunate condition be diminished by seeing Krishna in water, in sunshine, in moonshine, in this and that. Krishna is visible. But Krishna is visible to the devotees. Raham prakasa sarvatsa jubu maya samabhrita. I am not exposed to everyone. Jogumaya samabhrita. Covered by this curtain of jogumaya. But those who have developed love of Krishna, for them, premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santasvadaiva ridaisu vilopayant. One who has developed love of Krishna, he can see Krishna within his heart 24 hours. So, it is very nice proposition, Krishna consciousness. Please get to it. Your canvas, we are sending our devotees to the street, begging, please come to our temple. Be Krishna conscious. That is our business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Go to door, even at the risk of life, and ask these rascals to come to Krishna conscious. Maya sukha, because they are thinking, oh, we are very happy. Illusion. The happiness will be finished within a second. As soon as death will come, finished. But one can say that death will come to you also. Yes, that's all right. Then, why do you distinguish my death and your death? Yes, because you do not know where you are going. But I know where I am going. There is a difference. How do you know? Krishna says. What does he say? Tatta deham punarjanmanayati. One was understood Krishna, one has served Krishna sincerely and seriously. He is not going to come again to take any material body. Then where does he go? Mermaid. He comes to me. So how you can go to Krishna unless you have got a body like Krishna? That is the position. Satchidananda vigraha, Ishara, he will come. Just like you cannot enter into fire without being fire. Similarly, next life for the devotees is Satchidananda vigraha, eternal body, blissful life, dancing with Krishna in rasa dance. You have seen the picture, like the gopis, like the cowherd boys. Kritapunna punya. Sukadeva Goswami says that these boys who are playing with Krishna in Vrindavan, kritapunna punya, for many millions of years, they have simply accumulated pious results of their activity. The Bhagavad Gita also says, Jesamantagatam papam. One who is simply free from all yatana sinful life. Jesam antagatam papam. How it is possible? Jananam punnakarvanam. Those who are simply engaged in pious activities. The sinful activity cannot touch them. There is matter, if you are engaged in some type of activities, you are not engaged in other activities. You cannot do. But similarly, if you simply engage yourself in past activities, the reaction of sinful activities cannot touch you. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te sat person dandamaha nirmukta, they release from the duality. Bhajante maam virabhata. So you are engaged in that business. There is no scope of sinful reaction in your life, provided you follow the four principles. No intoxication, no meditating, no illicit sex, no gambling. These four items and chant Hare Krishna 16 hours. This is very difficult. And here is Krishna's certificate. So do it digitally and be happy. Thank you.
We've got a great desire to distribute Back to Godhead magazine. We've got such a great desire. We want to distribute a lot of Back to Godhead, more and more Back to Godhead. We wondered perhaps you could advise us.
So what do you want? That desire is nice, that's all. Either you distribute or not distribute, keep that desire, that's all. What is this? Open it. God in the